Sara, we have the, in a certain sense, a summation of the Avis, of the first life of an Av. So we have the pasuk Avram zaken bo bayomim Hashem berachs Avram bakoil, that Avram was zaken bo bayomim Hashem berachs Avram bakoil. And then he's looking for a hemshech for a shirach for Yitzchak. What is the Hashem Be'er Savon Bakoil? It's very unclear. The Chazal give different meanings, and Rishonim speak about it. So, in the Gemara, in Baba Basra says, first, the Gemara says one inyan that first Chazal also point out that there are different variations of koil by Ishri Avis. Bakoil is by Avram, Mikoil is by Yitzchak, and Koil is by Yaakov. And there's a common denominator of Koil. So it says that one Indian it says is the Shleisha Chakash Bokhu hit imam me eino lam haba, me oilam haba, bo oilam hase. There are three people that were zeiche to an oilam haba dika cook, oilam haba dika tam in this world. Wherever the word koil is mentioned, they have it here. So we have to understand what that means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. Where's the koil, an Olam Habadik Inyan, that's Musa Hazeh? Koil means a lot of good, all the good, everything good. That's not, the difference in Olam Habad and Olam Hazeh is not in quantity. So what's the Tam Olam Habad that there was Zechut and Olam Hazeh? A second thing the Gemara says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashed him in his Yetzirah. The Gemara before says over there. The Luchurit means that Avram Avinu, like it says, Chazal say that he was missing, in the name Avram, he was, it's five less, that he was only Shailit on Ramagi Varim. And then when he made the bris and his name was Avram, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashlet him on all of his Evarim. So the Ran says, the Ran explains over there that the five Evarim that were missing were the Einayim, the Znayim, and the Rosh HaGvir. These are Evarim that are not within a person's control. A person can make a decision a priori, I'm not going here, I'm not doing this, and the person can stay by this decision. But a person can make a decision not to say something. A person can't really make a decision not to hear or not to see. He can close his eyes as soon as he sees. He can close his ears, put his fingers in his ears. Once he hears, so of course a person can before make a lot of shmiras, not go away, shouldn't go, so on and so forth. Fine. But be'etzem, what happened afterwards? So how did it become this control? If you're talking about that, the fact is I cannot go in a place. I can choose not to go to a place where I have an Israel. So we say that. So that he had before also. That's told in the hands and the feet. It's not totally in the eyes. It's and when a person sees the same thing, Rosh HaGvir, a person has a natural reaction. He can choose to stay away from things that are not good for him. But how did it happen? The Krisas Bris accomplished this Hamlocha, and this is called Bakoil. In other words, the full complement of Inyanim, that a person is shaylit totally on his Yetzirah, and we need to understand how. It's not mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just sort of waved the magic wand. It's a result of his avodah. Certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. Certainly it's a bracha that you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmaya. But it has to be something mikoyach some pa'ula and ma'isa person did. And we need to be oymen on that, because in a certain sense, that's the core of the Avis. If Hakol, Bakol, Mikol, Bakol, Mikol, Koil is what Avis are, then we need to understand the side of the Avis as expressed in that Indian. The Maral says in Guraya, he speaks about Hashem Be'er Savron Bakoil. So he brings the Chazal that Bakoil is a pen, and he explains it. It's Gematria Ben Chazal, say the famous Chazal. He explains it that before Avram had said Matitanli, And Vadneiriri and Damesik Basi is the one who's going to be Yerushmi. So that means Avraham Avinu said, you haven't given me anything. When Avraham gave him a son, everything retroactively became a bracha. So that's how he understands Vashem Be'as Avraham Bakoil. It's the introduction to the fact that he has a son that he has to get it's a son, but the son is Bakoil because since Avraham Avinu says Matitani, so this retroactively is a bracha. I want to understand a little bit this nekuda that he's saying, the pshat he's saying. We used to chinuch lemoshel dayenu. The whole pizman of dayenu is to teach us that to appreciate each bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and they gave us man and Sipri Tzorcheinu and took us to Har Sinai and so on and so forth. A person is supposed to appreciate each bracha. A person is supposed to acknowledge every single thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And if a person says, you know, well, I know that you gave me this and this and this, but unless I have this also, it's not worth anything. I mean, I don't say it, but Chasson, that's not my common. B'cholzein en eshoveli. What's the pshat? I could understand if Avraham did not consider anything a bracha. He only wanted a child. And so therefore, let's say I want a glass of water. I'm very thirsty. And someone offers me meat and expensive this. If I don't have the water, it's not worth it. It's not what I want. I could understand that. But here it's not like that. It says that once he has a son, retroactively, everything else is also a bracha. So that means those are good things that he gave him. Everything else that he was mevarach Avraham all the years were good things. So what does it mean? I don't appreciate that I have a son. Now that I have a son, it's bakoil. What's the? I mean, it sounds chas v'shalom like some sort of fierce faith now in us. There's a Koheles goes through a tremendous. The whole Koheles, all Sefer Koheles, goes on. Tachlis Adam the Bria, and what's the point of it? And it says Koheles examined every single thing in the world. The word Koheles means a gathering in of everything. He had the resources and the wherewithal and the Roch v'sadas, Achav v'sadas, to be able to be to take everything into under his wings and examine it. And basically, if you go through Koheles, nothing is worth it. The Seif Pasuk says. Saiftova kol nishma, sa kimirei, sa yisav shmur, ki ze kol ha'odom. So, the ze kol ha'odom is something which, so Chazal say, that the entire Bria is le'nivra le'tzavois le'zeh. What does it mean, ki mai, ki ze kol ha'odom, Chazal ask? What does it mean that this is the entire person? Which, in other words, Chazal, there's something here amiss. Koheles Chor seems to say, well, nothing is worth anything. Torah, mitzvah, Yerushalayim, and mitzvahs are the important thing, because that's what it's all about. So that's the Chor. But Chazal said, no, that my kol ha'odom, kizek kol ha'odom, doesn't mean that this is the only thing that's good in the Bria. He says that everything is letzavos to this person. The Gemara says that Yerushalayim is dvarim nishmayim, and then it says that kol ha'olam lenivra letzavos lezeh. The whole world is never letzavas, meaning to associate, to be attached to. That's what the word tzavas means. So, what is the answer? What is he saying? You know, there's an answer at the end, and the answer is included that the whole world is letzavas to this person. It's a dava sasum. So let's try to understand a little bit. Let's go back a little bit to the Inyan of the Avis and understand something, a nekuda, that's miyachid the Avis from all the tzaddikim that were and will be and so on. The Sefer Chassidim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bocha ba'avos, the Lashon is, kima, oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu avnei shekol ha'yoyim v'kol ha'layla, lohe libam poinem v'lahar achachav z'shamayim. All day long and all day night and all night long, they weren't. They didn't stop thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hoyu kol shos beseda echod, shekolchav dal shos beseda echod, shelolim pnai mechefze shemayim. They had no time, they weren't to chefze shemayim, afilu b'chaloyim, even in their dreams. That's the same, loshos evachsidim. What does that mean? I understand that you say that a person is, he's over Hashem b'layla, he's up all night long, he's learning, he's davening, he's doing chassad, whatever, fine. And he only sleeps the minimum that's needed, fine. All those things are in Yanim that we understand. What is afilu b'chaloyim? What's the avoda exactly in a cholam? It does say in the Sefarim HaKadoshim, the Lashon HaRizal, that you know, if a person works very hard in the daytime, then in a cholam, the megalatim, whatever, like if a person is Yogi HaBetayra, because the person is megal in a cholam. But Sefer Chassidim says it as a ki'ilu, it's a maisa avis. This is part of the avis, what they're doing, and so on. So I think we need to understand the following. The pe'ulois, when we talk about a person, we talk about two inyanim. We talk about evarim, chalokim, and a person has many different evarim. Each eva has its own pe'ula. And there is a havana and a tfisa of mitzvahs as being good pe'ulois. So I have Ramach Evarim, Shasagidin. Every Eva has the ability to be Poel Toiva. And so I have many, many tools at my disposal. And each one is could be used in a good way, and that's fine. That's a way of looking at it. In that Mahalach, there is no... In Pe'ulois, there is no Toilada. In other words, nothing that I have ever done can possibly pass on to a child. I could be doing mitzvahs all day long. Doesn't have a shaychus to my child. It's not hereditary. And the reason it's not hereditary is because it's not the person. These are activities that the person has done, accomplished. And therefore it's pratim. And pratim are not mitzarev. The Ramban here, maybe we'll see tomorrow, maybe not, speaks by Richus about the midah of koil. And his masbe is nochus to be masbe in Inyan sasum, that's an Inyan that touches in Kabbalah. But basically, The ability in a person, the midah in a person to be moilid is has the name koil. It's koil. The reason is because there's the pratim of the person, and that's not hereditary, and there's the klal. What is the person? What's his essence? People who are bad-hearted can also do many favors if there are other reasons for it. Social pressure, expediency, or some other reason, begrudged hakaras hatov. I can be a bad-hearted person and still do a lot of good things because for many reasons. The child will never, the pe'ulos of chesed will not be the child's because it's not me. But every person has a tzura to himself. This is me. This is me. This is my tzura as a cloud. And that goes on to children. And that's that because that's my etzimitzis. So as long as a person's avoda is prakisvik, I focus on this and this and this and this and this, then they remain local. These are pratim. The only time it can pass on to a child is if it's be'etzim, and vice versa. If I see a child with tchunis, with activities that are strikingly like his father's, then I say, vice versa, that this was the person. You know, a lot of times when you see children and parents, you see the differences, and it's the common denominator that tells you, oh, you see, this is the Gufa Adam. This is the Atzmis of the person. That mitzvah is called Koil. It's the Klal HaAdam, rather than the Protei HaAdam. And the Protim exist in the world of Maisa, and Klal Koil exists in the world of essence. That's the pshat. Let's understand a very important nekuda on the himlichoi, on the evarim that we spoke about. Let's give an example. Let's say, we ask the kasha. A person is not in control of what he sees and hears. So how can you say a person is nimlach on that? Okay. I'm sitting with people. People are gossiping. I will be listening with two ears, and one part of my brain will be going through Hilchos Lashon Hara, the other part of my brain will be listening and recording what I heard. Because it's interesting. It interests me. Let's put it this way. It's part of my world. Let's say they're talking about some politics and some hickstetl someplace. I mean, my ears are technically, the sound waves are striking my ears. Does it get absorbed? Hardly. I'm talking with people that are scientists, and they're talking about some abstruse Indian, let's even say I understand the words. But sometimes I really don't care. Someone will ask me if it was repeat what they said. Just tell me words at random. Tell me things that they said. I would draw a blank. I don't know. It. What's up, Shat? You don't have control over your ears. The answer is when there's a mismatch. It's like when you have a computer and you put in some sort of, you attach some hardware that doesn't have a driver. So it's not going to work. The keyboard is there, it's plugged in, but the computer doesn't recognize the keyboard. It doesn't communicate with it. It's not shaykh to it. So the keyboard is you're banging on the keyboard, b'chol moitcha, but nothing goes on the screen because it just doesn't register. If my mitzias is not shaykh to what my evarim pick up, then I don't see it. If I walk into a room with somebody, I, let's say, have no sense of aesthetics whatsoever. I just don't understand it. My chaver is someone with a very fine sense of it. And we walk out and the person says, did you notice the mismatch of the colors, the this, the that, the other thing? And I draw a blank. I don't know. I couldn't tell you if he asked me what color it was. I don't know. It was a room. A room is a room. What doesn't mean anything? So wherever the inyanim in a person that are pe'ulois, that has to fall under the control of doing and not doing. The pe'ulois in a person that he can't stop from doing, you can't stop from seeing or hearing or being aroused, but there's another echetimtza. When the koil of the Adam is changed, the koil of the Adam is changed, this is not my world. It's not. I have no shaykhs to it. Then my evarim don't. Then I don't respond. Then for all practical purposes, I'm blind or deaf because the keyboard's not attached. The computer doesn't recognize the keyboard. The pu'ula of bris was a change in the mohos of Avram from a person of pe'ulois to a person of where his mahus, the shilton bakoil means there is no input of ra into me because my mitzias changed. And I wanted the heret lo'oimkoi. Bris is seen in two oifanim, and we seem to think that's two very different inyanim. One is a bris is seen as a shmir against ra, bris kodesh is an ois bris, are used very much in terms of staying away from arayas and so on. And bris is seen as a dveikus na kodesh baruch hu, and it's my bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is it? I mean, no, I am part of the Torah. But you're talking about a very, very fundamental inyan. Which is it? The answer is like this. Look at a woman. A woman, when she's young, before she's married, she's very friendly and has a lot of people alive and things. She has children. Her whole mouse is caught up with her kids. And she has much less to do with other people. Markedly less. It's because she's now dovuk to her children in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in a mother, that becomes her mahus. So there's no room for anything else. The sockets are all taken with plugs. Each kid is plugged into a different place. There's no room to plug in with something else. Not in the way that it was. So when a person is kairis bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when his metzias becomes dovuk in something other, then the person is the mela, the other things slide off. It doesn't interest me. Doesn't I don't know. Doesn't talk to me. It's not my world. That's the pshat kizeh kala adam. Shlomo HaMelech looked at each prat in the bria, and he said, "This is not a tachlis. This is not a tachlis. This is not a tachlis. This is not a tachlis. Nothing leads to anything that at the end of the road makes you happy, fulfilled, or anything like that. But in this inyan, kol ha'olam is letzavos lezeh. Everything else gets meaning when it becomes part of this koil. That was the pshat in the zekel ha'adam. I found the key that when this happens, all the other pieces are mitzarif in the way they're supposed to, and they give an entire tzuras adam. That's the pshat in the hit imam me'ein olam habet olam hazeh. Let's explain it. There's another knach here. This is true in terms of all the evarim of a person, in terms of all the halakim of a person. It's also true in terms of zman. We've spoken many times before about Hashem Be'ez Avram, and we spoke about the Bo Bayomim inyan. Basically, the point was that the days themselves also can be seen as pratim or can be seen as a klal. And b'meila, olam haba is something which is a in olam hazeh. The word hazeh means this. Now, there's a vertical. Volksviertel, that the past is gone, the future is not here yet, only now exists. It's a very, very low picture. It's a very low perspective, but it's a perspective, normal perspective. Olam Hazeh is this, the now and the here. That is Olam Hazeh. The people who are zeichet to be toyim, a tam Olam Haba, is the tam, that's the people who have the hair of coil. So let's go back to the maral. The maral says, this is the pshat, that this is what he means to learn up the pasuk. Hashem berech es Avram b'koil. What was Avram's tainet? We asked that lemaisa. How does a person reject all the gifts that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us? When we say dayena, we say faket. Each and every prat, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me this, and this. I'm missing something. I'm allowed to daven for what I'm missing. But as a person allowed to say, Rebbeinu Shlom, everything gave me is worthless because I don't have this final piece. Chas v'shalom. A person's that's kfiyas toif in the worst way possible. The teretz is Avram Avinu's mohus in the world was to be an av, which means that his darga was supposed to be koil. His darga was supposed to be that there were tzaddikim before Avram, plenty of tzaddikim, but Noach and Shem, Ve'eva, and so on. The tzara shava between all of them were they did wonderful ma'isim. They were not avos. Not being an av expresses itself by the fact that there's no tilladis, like the Mishnah says, like Gemara says. Avos Michal Dika told us that there has to be able to, if there's no hemshech bal korchach, it didn't exist be'etzim. But the reflection on the person is is this person someone that's described in koil or not? Others are all koil. Bakoil, mikoil, koil. Others have in themselves the quality, it's not that they do many good things, and they have many wonderful midas toivas. It's their mohus. This is what he's about. This is all he's about. Kizek kol ha'odam. And as long as Avram didn't have a ben, then he didn't have anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't looking for more mitzvahs, for more tzaddikim. Avram realized that any pratim that exist are not him, it's not his tachas nebriya, and in a certain sense he's failed. All the matanas you gave me are not what I need or what I want. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a ben, and that's what he told Matitanli, Tzachakol, I have somebody who can teach all my sif kotens. Someone can teach the simonim in my shacharach and the sif kotens, but nobody can teach the essence of it. Somebody who's a darga of a damesik, of a doyla mashke, the pshat, every single drop that I put in, he'll give out. But the mayan didn't go over. The essence didn't come over. I didn't produce another Avram, another Av. All I produced was one prat. So of the Reish Mem Gimel Avarim, this is, he has all the Reish Mem Gimel Avarim. That's not me, and that's not what I was supposed to do, and we made him a failure. When he gave him a son, the whole package became, all. Once he was shalit on the Chamish Avarim, then all Ramach Avarim, it's the pshat, not that I keep that Ramach Avarim, it's not that I have good Ramach Avarim, it's that the entire package, the coil, is in place, and that's the mos of Avram. It's something where we've learned, when we learned Ali Shur, and he speaks about the tachlis, what a person is doing when he comes to yeshiva. And his opening remarks are that doing good things, there are many other venues and avenues. Yeshiva is not about learning to do good things, training yourself to do good things, knowing what you're supposed to know. It's about becoming a different person. It's about getting tzuras Adam. When Adam, the pagam in the Bria was that Adam Arishan was Yitzir Kavra Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he was Tzelem Elokim. The description of Adam is not how great and wonderful he is, but the entire tzura, the entirety of his tzura echoes Alikus. And that's the shufer of Avram. That's the yoifi of Avram. And when it became a kulkul, when there was a begam, so the way Chazal describe it, it says that it fell apart. We didn't lose anything. We know from physics that you can't destroy something. It's just that it falls apart. And the gas goes here, and the earth goes here. Everything goes in different places. You lose the tzura. You can't lose matter. You lose the tzura. The same thing, when Adam Rishon was in the skalkel, what happened was the entire toiv became scattered, like a gullus. There's a chazal that says that if a person is yoshen beis medrash, toirosei nasis kroim kroim, his Torah becomes bits and pieces. It doesn't say that you lose it, but it's like moshem al davar daima. Let's say somebody is malicious. He takes a sefer, he cuts it to pieces, but he's careful that every letter is preserved. Every letter is preserved. He spent hundreds of hours cutting out so every letter is preserved, and then he tosses it as it is. He's kept every prop and he's lost the sefer. The tzura klolis of Adam was gone, and the tzaddikim that came along were tzaddikim. Each one had a prop that he was needed for, that he was good at, and that's why their children weren't. Shem ben Noach is not Shem ben Noach. He happens to be Noach's son, but he's not. It's not. It doesn't trace itself that way. I don't know who. It's just the That was a Metzias. But it wasn't a legacy. It didn't go anything. Avraham Avinu was supposed to begin the process of restoring Tzelem Elokim. And Yaakov Avinu, it says that his dmus, his yoifi, was like the yoifi of Avraham Avinu, of Adam Arishan. Because he restored Tzelem Elokim. And that's totally, Avraham is koil, not bakol, not mikol, he's koil. Because the meat of koil is an entirety. And that's the tzur of it. It's negea to us in two ifanim. One oifen is that understanding that obviously we work on pratim, everyone has his inyanim, yasim takin. But if a person becomes a different person, if his world of interest changes, and like the Rambam says, it's Torah or Chochma that interests him, that his world becomes a world of das, then so much more falls off automatically. So much stuff doesn't begin to come into the parsha. It's like a little kid who plays in dirt and mud and always gets his suit dirty and so on and so forth, because he has no sense of dressing up and presenting himself. So he has to work, and so you make a knas and you make a prize and a hair and a heen. As soon as he changes and becomes an adult, and appearance is important to him, and presentation is important to him, and the way he looks is important to him, he doesn't have to, he can throw all the Musa things out. He washes himself, we call Mishma, because it is a world where this became important all of a sudden, where this is part of the mitzvahs of the world, how you look and how you present yourself and so on. If a person needs to understand that the real success is to become koil, to move from pratim and become, when a person is davuk, when a person is koir, is bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shmir is automatic. A person has room, if somebody's really caught up with something, there's only room for one thing in your life, if it's your essence. For the person who's money driven, you can't offer him a great vacation, he goes and the first thing he does is try to find somebody to strike a deal with. Because that's the only thing in his life is to make money. The excuse is he needs the money for something. But that's not true. Put him in any setting, he automatically is thinking how he can make money there. That's his metzias. If our mohus was, if the point of who we are would be shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we wouldn't, then so many nisyonis and so many things would fall off. We wouldn't find ourselves in a situation that we shouldn't find ourselves, because we would have never gotten there. It's true in Zman as well, like we pointed out. There's a Chazal here. It says, Yaf Yafis Mibne Adam, Chein Hutzak V'Sivsesecha. Avraham Avinu was called the beautiful of men, the Yoifi, which is an echo of Tzelem Elokim, Shufra, the Yaakov was Ken Shufra, the Adam, and so on. The Musik of Tzelem strikes that, and Chazal go through the Yaf Yafis, and they go through the Chein Hutzak. So it says, Avraham Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he complained, he said, my Yaf Yafis, my Adam, what do you mean I'm the most handsome people? I walk in with my son into any place, they don't know who's the father, who's the son. They all look alike, there's no Zikna for Avraham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, he gave him Zikna, the next day he was white and old, and then he said the Pasuk that it's the Pharisee, the Terrace, and so on. The Pshat Nechazal is, when you're talking about the yoifi of a person, you're talking about the shlemus of a person. A person who has a very beautiful forehead, but ugly hair, is not beautiful. Yoifi is something that takes in the entirety of a person, the whole thing together as it greets you. Avraham Avinu said, if all you see in the person, if all the person presents is a moment, that's not Tzuris Adam. So Sodom is not a snapshot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the koil of yomim in his tzura. In other words, you see the 100 years of avoda in the person. You see all 100 years on the person, and that's yoifi. The understanding of learning how to make time units that are not kroyim, is the most important step in Steigig. How big is the book you have, but if the book you have are individual letters cut out, you can have 10,000 pages. It is worthless. 10,000 pages is a lot of garbage that you have to, if it's a sefer, you have to put into Gniza, a lot of Gniza. If you have one small sefer, 100 pages, but it's showing, the words follow and they read, that's perfectly a good sefer. You know, when it says if a person is Yashin Beis Mesh, not supposed to crime, certainly if a person makes his Torah crime, if a person keeps chopping up his learning, that certainly is crime. The Sefer Chassidim, when he says a person, even when he dreams, is the pshat, because if his entire mitzvah is that, there's an entire scope of time. That's an ultimate madrega. But for us, the pshat is learning. The main focus of our avodah should be that more. You know, it's hard. It's it takes time. A person grows up not having that type of continuity, and the fact the nesionos of our generation are that everything is constantly chopped up. But to learn 10 minutes without sukka, 15 minutes, and an hour, and 2 hours, is a lot more important than some sort of meaningless amount of hours. Continuous hours, continuous time without hafsik is the most significant piece in the mahalach of koil. What will determine you as a person is how much the time is contiguous, how much it forms one unit. That's an important part. It's important to understand that when you're learning and when you're isik, you learn to put yourself into it entirely. You keep being misbeinin that ze kol ha'adam, that the entirety of a person, and this is what I'm here for. There are many details, there are many pratim, but this is my mitzvah, is anything that's shayach to kodesh, and the raya or the proof in the pudding that a person's avoid is koildik, is that has toilodas. Toilodas in the big sense, for sure, talmidim and doiris. But even in a person's avoida, if a person sees that his avoida is nizbarek, that a seder creates a certain kedusha, a certain isalos in the person, then it's a simin that he was on the right track. Anything that's begedah pa'ulos, manis, does not necessarily have an after effect. Doesn't necessarily have a hemshik. But when a person sees and feels that what he's doing is beginning to have an effect on him, that's the hatzlacha. That's the pshat that is mahalach, is koildik, it's ovistik, and wherever there's ovis, there's michlaldik, it told us.